This is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela, and I'm doing a little intro here for this episode because even though we did a little one at the beginning of it, I feel like it needs another one. So what this is that you're about to listen to is that because we took a little break from recording, decided to come out something a little different from the backlog that we had done when Greg and our friend Andrew were out in Pittsburgh. Greg had this idea to watch one of our favorite movies and do a little commentary track on that. And that's what this is. That is why most people are looking at the length of it and going, 2 hours, what the fuck? I'm not going to listen to a two-hour podcast. Well, I mean, I'm sure you probably already have, but it's 2 hours because we do a lot of talking and we actually watch the whole movie. And you can sync it up with today's movie, The Big Lebowski, and sync it up, start it when we start it. It should be hopefully pretty close. Try to give you little triggers in the beginning to help it sync up. If it doesn't, it should be kind of close. Most of what we talk about, you can probably still listen to even if you're not watching the movie. So if you do listen to this in the car, you can still probably figure it out, as long as you've seen The Big Lebowski before. If you've never seen The Big Lebowski, probably be very confused, and I'm also a little disappointed in you. That being said, I'll turn it over to the actual audio now. Let us know what you think about it. I tried to edit it as much as possible and clear up some of the background noise and make ourselves stand out a little bit more, and it was just a lengthy process, and I did as much as I could. So if you have some trouble hearing it, I apologize, or you can hear too much of the background. Again, I apologize. We'll try and come up with a better way of doing it in the future. Something new, we tried out. We're recording new stuff tonight, talking about probably what we did over the holidays and, I don't know, maybe current events. I don't know. I don't really have a plan. Look for that on Saturday, and we will see you later. All right, you want to take us in? Andrew, take us in.
All right, hi, this is But You're Wrong. Episode 74.
Okay.
I'm Andrew Impressia.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodela. Keep going, Andrew. Introduce what we're doing.
Well, we're going to be doing a commentary while watching The Big Lebowski tonight. That's about it. I don't...
Greg, you have anything to add? This was Greg's brainchild, basically.
Yeah, I did get the idea from someone, but I figured, you know, we'll watch a movie that we know pretty well, and we'll just discuss what we think of it and discuss some background shit just while we go along. So yeah. If you want to play along, you want to watch the movie with us, you can start it up. We'll give you a go when we're going to do it, and then we'll just discuss the movie along with you.
Right.
Well, not along with you, because we don't know what they're saying.
No, I know, but they can say whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, but we won't really be discussing with them. It'll just be several raving.
No, we're talking
anthem. Right. Well, semantics. Yeah. But why don't we just
go for it?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's go to the videotape.
Thank you so much for that, sir. Thank you. All right, we're on the DVD menu. Or the Blu-ray menu, even though everybody calls it DVD.
Blu-ray DVD.
It's a digital versatile disc. Let's start the movie. Let's get going here. Let's kick this into high gear.
All right, hang on. No. All right, so we are going to hit play now.
The dude abides.
Movie starting with the FBI anti-piracy warning, which I don't think anybody has ever read.
Have you
ever actually read it?
I've read it. I thought it was a 500,000
dollar
sign, though.
Nope.
It was
views and opinions.
250.
Not. So yeah, we should say that views and opinions that we say are not representative of Universal Studios.
That's definitely true.
Definitely.
We have nothing to do with it. This is just something us idiots decided to do. Oh, all right, so Blu-ray feature, blah, blah, blah. Network enabled.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Wonderful stuff.
I haven't seen that one before.
All right, so now we're getting to the
Universal logo.
Yeah.
We should have done the flute edition here.
of the Universal?
Can you play the flute? I don't think that's a flute. That's not the flute.
I liked the 80s to mid 90s Universal logo. That was my favorite.
I don't remember that one.
It was more simple.
It was simpler times.
It's a simpler time in the 80s. Just a lot of cocaine and getting nuts.
I still remember the first time I saw this movie. It was on TV. I think I started watching as the Dylan song started playing.
So you did you ever?
I don't think I saw.
Did you not see the
this.
Opening for a while?
I mean, at this point, I've seen it hundreds of times. But
well, I'm saying when you were a kid, though, did you not see this part where he's
not as a kid
giving the legend of the dude
for a couple of times? No, I didn't know what the dude was, and I started watching it, taking it seriously, like, oh, this is a serious movie. Let me just see what happens here, not realizing that it was a comedy.
I think this is the reason that the movie didn't do
well
as well in the theaters as it could have, because
when it came out,
people were thinking that this was a more serious movie.
Well, the Coen brothers.
And the Coen brothers were still pretty new.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
they had done Blood Simple before this.
Yeah, but there was no mainstream knowledge of the Coen brothers.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they did this. They did Blood Simple, this, and then Fargo, right?
Was Fargo after this?
Fargo, I'm
Fargo
pretty sure
was
after
yeah.
this. Yeah, I'll double check.
There's a good real brief documentary. I think it's 15 minutes. I found it on Vimeo, I think, about the guy that the Big Lebowski is based on. The
Vimeo?
Original dude. That it's another just video.
I think I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, because it's actually based on a guy.
Right.
And the documentary starts off with a scene like in the supermarket.
Right.
With him. Greg.
You know what? Fargo was actually 96. This was 98.
Really?
So Fargo came before.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah. And actually, Raising Arizona was 87, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think Raising Arizona was a huge hit at the time, either.
I don't think it was a huge hit. It was a Coen Brothers directed movie, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Coen Brothers are fantastic.
I don't even know if that's ever become, like, a big hit. I mean, I know it is. I like that.
Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge hit. I love that he writes a check.
Right.
For
like 12 cents.
For the creamer. And I love that while he's writing, he looks up and they leave the creamer, or the half and half, mustache, like in his mustache.
Yeah.
It's good attention to detail. Some say.
Some would say.
And now he loses the creamer.
Oh, it's toast.
Well, it's quite a while.
So the guys.
It's the Chinaman.
It's right here. There it goes.
Now, have you guys ever watched Lost?
Yeah.
The guy that's dipping his head in the toilet.
Yeah.
Is the. Oh shit! I'm totally blanking on his name.
I love that he doesn't give him a moment to actually answer.
Who's the what's the name of the guy on the island? That's like the spirit of the island.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally blanking on that name right now.
Oh, you mean like the kind of god, like, creature?
Yeah.
Guy?
Jacob? Is Jacob?
That might be the evil one.
No, because I don't think the evil one ever gets a name. I think he's just the man in black.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think Jacob is
okay,
the guy.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
The guy
so that's Jacob.
Dunking his head is Jacob. Which Andrew does a lot and leaves the toilet seats up.
The hell is this?
supposed to be a
movie? I do really like the attention to detail in this movie, too.
Yeah, what do you think? He looks like a fucking loser. Hey, at least I'm housebroken.
The one thing that kind of bothers me about the movie Iron Man is when Bridges is in it, he has the same facial hair as the Big Lebowski. So it's essentially like,
right,
all
yeah,
of a sudden,
he's bald.
Yeah, it's weird because he's bald.
It's weird because, but you can imagine that it's almost like the Big Lebowski
became
suddenly grew
an
up
even villain, yeah.
And was like, all right, well.
Gained a lot of weight.
Put some weight on, which isn't out of the realm of possibility considering how
all
much weed he smokes.
That's true.
He comes into some money somehow. And then starts.
Probably from the other Lebowski.
Yeah, he can eat a little bit more. So he puts on some weight, gets the munchies a little bit more frequently, and just ends up hanging out with Howard Stark.
Why not?
And then decides that that's not enough. That guy.
You guys don't want to turn this up a little bit?
That's bowling right now. Well, I don't want to interfere with the, you know, with the audio.
Yeah, but I mean.
Like, we can kind of hear it, but.
That's the movie level.
You want to try it a little bit?
Yeah, just a bit.
All right.
The
wait,
line.
Stop talking so I can see what it's. What
right.
Is that? That's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll try it. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
But that one guy is an actual pro bowler. Like, they got some of the pro bowlers to actually be in the...
Well, like, that first guy with the mustache
yeah.
that they showed?
Yeah.
He definitely looked like he
was hugely famous.
I love this shot.
Yeah, great shot.
What I think is cool is I think the Coen brothers are one of the only, like, duos that are allowed to be credited as two directors now.
Yeah,
they weren't
that's
in
true.
This movie. But from now on, I think they can actually both be credited as directors. Because they're like a known pair. Because
yeah.
there's some like director's union that it has to be like a known pair.
Right.
Really.
Right.
So I think the Coen brothers, and then I think there's just a couple others. Like the Wachowskis can do it.
Yeah,
the Wachowski siblings?
Yeah.
The Wachowski not brother and...
Yeah, the Wachowski
not brothers.
Yeah. siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is by far John Goodman's best role.
Oh, yeah.
One of his best, yeah. I like this movie even more after I started hanging out with you guys, because this seems like a conversation that we would have at a get-together at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just replace the bowling alley with a kitchen.
Yeah. And somebody would just come in late, and you would just be mad at them. Because they weren't paying attention.
Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please. This isn't a guy who built the railroads here. This is a guy. Are you water? He peed on my rug.
He peed on the dude's rug.
Donnie, you're out of your element, dude. The Chinaman is not the issue. Jeff Lebowski, the other Jeffrey Lebowski, the millionaire. That's fucking interesting, man. That's fucking interesting.
He's just such a piece of shit. It's so awesome. With the fucking gross white t-shirt.
Yeah.
And
the dude?
Yeah, the
dude.
Oh,
the dude's, yeah. I think this is...
He's clearly a disaster.
Yeah.
I think this is Jeff Bridges' best role.
Yeah.
Easily.
You know, I would say it's most entertaining.
This guy peed on it.
He's probably been a better actor in several
things. I could find this fucking Lebowski guy.
Or as good.
Your name is Lebowski? That's your name, dude.
This is the guy who should compensate me for the fucking rug. His wife goes out and owes money over town and they pee on my rug?
They pee on your fucking rug?
Pee on my fucking rug.
That's right, dude. They peed on your fucking rug.
This is a study. As you can see, the various commendations.
You never see the Variety Club anymore. Sometimes before the movies, you see the Variety Club International sign.
Yeah. What was it? I
don't know. I'm going to find out.
I have no idea what it is.
The guy with the little top hat.
Now, how long after Philip Seymour Hoffman was in this movie did he actually kind of take off? Because he's only been big fairly recently compared to when this movie came out, right?
So we're talking, this was 98.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's really good in this, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I would say, what else was he in around this time? He was in Twister.
Oh, Twister. But was he good in Twister?
Yes. Well,
was anybody good in Twister?
No one was really good in it.
I mean, it was a good movie. Oh, he was in Boogie Nights, though, too. In fact, he met privately with the president, though unfortunately there wasn't enough time for... And then he was in this, and Patch Adams, Magnolia, Downs and Mr. Ripley, Almost Famous. I'm on IMDb. I'm not
who
just
are you
making
even...
this up. I'm talking about Philip
Seymour Hoffman. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Well, he's in a small role in this, so obviously...
I don't think he took off till...
Magnolia.
I mean, I think probably in terms of like when he became real famous amongst the greater population was probably like 2005, maybe. Or no.
I feel like it was like a combination of movies. He just...
I think the one...
Maybe by Almost Famous he was getting... Or talented.
He was very good in Almost Famous. I feel like he was recognizable when that came out.
I would say probably around 2000, maybe,
well,
when he really started becoming...
I would say when he became a household name was probably Capote.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, that was 2005. And then he was the awesome villain in Mission Impossible 3. He was a great villain in that.
He was good in in Moneyball too. Did you see him? Do you see Moneyball?
Oh yeah, Moneyball. Yeah, when he's
the manager. He was Art Howe.
I want to see The Master. He's supposed to be good in that too. But he was good in Mission Impossible 3. Because I didn't think he would play a good villain, but he does. Oh, so you know that they were trying to piss on your rug. Did I urinate on your rug? Did you
personally come and pee on my rug? Hello? You speak English? Big Lebowski looks like Dick Cheney. Did I urinate on your rug? No, like I said,
Has this guy really ever been like a huge actor? I can't even think of his name.
The old guy, the
actual Lebowski,
right?
The big.
Well, I think he's not the big Lebowski. It's the whole question is who is the big Lebowski? You know?
Well, he's the big Lebowski, isn't it? I think
it's arguable.
This is where we
who is the big Lebowski?
We're getting way more philosophical than I thought we were getting.
No, I think that's why they named it that, because do you know what I mean?
No, I think they named it the Big Lebowski because it's kind of a takeoff of The Big Sleep, the Raymond Chandler novel and Humphrey Bogart movie.
Right.
Like, it's along those lines. It's like an accidental kind of detective story where the dude is trying to figure this out. So I was always under the assumption that they called it the Big Lebowski because it was kind of a play on the Big Sleep. No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man. I mean, it's all political right now. My wife is not the issue here. I hope someday my wife will learn to live on her allowance, which is ample. David Huddleston.
I'm sure he's been in other stuff.
He's in Blazing Saddles.
Huh. Has he been in much since at this?
He's done a lot of TV. He's like he looks like he's a big character actor. I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Oh, fuck it. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Capture it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences.
The bones lost. He's such a prick, but I love him. Get a job, sir. The bones will always lose. You hear me, Lebowski?
How was your meeting, Mr. Lebowski? Okay. The old man told me to take any rug in the house. I love how much of an idiot...
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is in this role.
Yeah, he's so eager to please, but he's just so accepting.
This might be no problem. Philip Seymour Hoffman's best or most hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way he laughs.
No, he's... I mean, he, Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah.
He's
this.
Good in... he's really good in Boogie Nights, too.
No, in this movie.
You're saying he's good in this movie? Or
no,
this, is his best this
no, moment
this
is his
funniest
scene. Oh, yeah, in the movie.
In this movie.
Our guest has to be getting along, Mrs. Lebowski.
Oh, you're funny.
I'll suck your cotton for $1,000.
You're right. That's probably his best name.
Grant can't watch that. Grant has to pay $100.
That's marvelous.
I just love how awkward he is.
Because you know he's kind of thinking, like, I would pay $100 to watch that.
Right.
I'm slamming it tonight. You guys are dead in the water.
All right, where'd
it go, Donnie? Oh, and he breaks the fucking dog. So good.
You are totally Walter.
I know.
Unfortunately, I'm Donnie, but...
Why, because I'd bring a gun to bowling? I don't know. Rob is definitely Walter, too. We're probably both the same Walter.
Well, Rob is probably more likely to bring a gun to bowling.
Yeah.
You are more likely to just yell at everybody.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Just to get fired up about...
You're more likely to go, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's probably true.
Why can't you board it? First of all, dude, you don't have an accent. Secondly, this is a fucking show dog with fucking papers. You can't board it. It gets upset me. Its hair falls out. The fucking dog has fucking papers. Over the line!
Yep. Smokey.
Oh, boy.
Bullshit. Market 8, dude.
Oh, excuse me. Market 0 next morning.
Bullshit, Walter. Market 8, dude.
Andrew, I think you're smoky. I mean, minus the hair.
This is not numb.
I think you're smoky.
Slipped over a little, you know, it's just a game, man. This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I was.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
Here we go.
You're entering a world of pain.
The guy steps over the line and he pulls out a fucking 1911.
I mean, it's perfect.
The whole world gone crazy! Am I the only one around here
who gives
a shit about the rules? Market 0!
They're calling the cops, man. Put the paper away.
Market 0!
You were Walter, like, with the yelling, but without the gun. At least in a public place.
Yeah, that's true. I might do this in the privacy of my own home.
Now, he doesn't... In that moment, the hammer's pulled back. But they don't actually ever show him pulling back the hammer.
Well, no, he caught.
Oh, yeah,
it.
He
caught back
it's
hammer
a, it's a semi-auto,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That caught, it's a semi-auto that cocks it.
You know, dude, I myself dabbled in pests at one point. Not now.
He's got emotional problems, man.
You mean, beyond pests?
He's fragile. He's very fragile.
I did not know this. And we do enter the next round robin. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
Okay, then. Play Baton in the ground next week. They should be awful.
That was the next line.
Just take it easy.
Walter's next line.
You know, that's your answer for everything. I want to point out something. Pacifism is not... Look at our current situation with that camel fucker in the red. Pacifism is not something to hide behind.
Just take it easy, man.
I'm perfectly calm, dude.
Yeah, waving the fucking gun around?
Calmer than you are.
Just take it easy.
Calmer than you are is my notification tone.
Nice.
Whenever I get a text message or anything, it just says calmer than you are. And it's great because everybody automatically goes, what the fuck was that?
Really? Well, because
how could you not know what that is?
Well, no, because it's just real quick, and it's just like Common than you are, and they're like, "Wait,
right.
What? What was that?" Because if you're not paying attention. I think it's weird that he has a picture of Nixon bowling. I've always thought that that was weird.
It's not really weird.
Considering who he is and his political background, isn't it weird that he has a picture of Nixon?
The dude?
Yeah.
I don't think he has really a political background. I would say that he has...
No, but no, he totally has a political background.
Which is...
Because later on, when he's talking about when he's talking to Maude,
yeah,
he's talking about how he was one of the people that wrote the I'm blanking on the name now.
I'll be there, man.
I love that he actually shows up to this.
Tomorrow's already the 10th. Oh, the show.
Yeah,
the one that I would be digitally.
I love it too because yeah, exactly. It's so, like, out of the movie.
Yeah.
That when I first watched this movie, I was like, wait a minute, did I actually change channels and I'm watching something completely different?
The show is so out of
the yeah, like, all of a sudden, the transition between scenes is, like, zero.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you're watching this guy do this, like, weird, awkward...
Dance
on stage, and it's like, I don't even know what just happened.
But, no, but... Going back for a second, Lebowski does have, like, a affiliation because he gets arrested in, like, the 60s for protesting, occupying buildings and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I think because of that, it's weird that he has a Nixon picture.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No, I think it's a bit weird.
I mean, it makes sense because it's Nixon bowling.
Yeah.
Right. And it kind of, so that kind of makes sense.
That's
but I think it's...
Pretty much why he...
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just kind of weird also at the same time.
Obstacle to overcome. I've accomplished more than most men without the use of my legs. What makes a man, Mr. Lebowski?
I love how...
I don't know.
I love how in the scene the...
To do the right thing.
Actual Lebowski, the old Lebowski, is being so serious and giving such a dramatic performance.
Yeah.
And it's against Jeff Bridges just not giving a fuck at all.
No, he doesn't care.
He's picking shit between his teeth. He's looking around. You mind if I smoke a Jeff?
Yeah.
You smoke a Jeff?
It's one of my favorite lines.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Honey Lebowski. She is the light of my life. Are you surprised at my tears, sir? Look like an egg. Strong men also cry. Strong men also cry. I received this fax this morning.
I love how Seymour Hoffman's also pretending to be real choked up and then just snaps to attention. He's really thin in the movie, though. I didn't notice
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So yes, just now.
Definitely. He's not huge now, but he's got a little bit of bulk to him.
He's added a bit. Although I think he might have added some for Capote too.
Yeah, that's true. I'd say yeah. He looks like a normal 180 or so, but he probably runs a little extra nowadays.
A little change.
I just love how it's just like he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. It's just he's just being taken on this ride of insanity.
Yeah.
He's just this accidental detective during the whole movie. Like he just gets thrown into this trying to slowly kind of figure things out.
The culprits might be the very people who soiled your lung, and you're in a unique position to confirm or disconfirm that suspicion. He makes the
cover of
his
nose.
Well, dude, we just don't know.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh, there's the Jesus.
It's just so creepily sexual.
The Jesus.
When did Barton Fink come out in relation to this too?
Ugh, that fucking nail.
It's clearly a cocaine nail.
I think Turturro isn't well known enough as an actor amongst mainstream.
When this first came out?
No, I think amongst, even now, amongst mainstream people, they don't
really
know him well.
John Turturro? I don't know. I mean, maybe just lay people know, but I mean, people who are familiar with movies, that's, nobody doesn't know who John Turturro is, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, like,
that are into movies.
How into movies?
Just a decent amount.
Here's the thing, because I
it's
think
tough.
Here's the thing. I think like my parents would recognize him from things, but they wouldn't know his name.
Right.
But I think he's a good enough actor that more people should know his name.
I mean, he's in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which is
again, but
known
again,
as a classic.
Again, it's another Coen Brothers movie.
Yes, it is, but
like,
it's still
mainstream.
Known as a classic because of, like, you know, the whole the three guys running on the chains and, like.
But the thing is, like, I'm saying mainstream people don't think of that as a classic necessarily, I don't think.
Yeah. People who are not into movies. Yeah. Not into, like,
yeah,
knowing people, movies. People who just watch movies and, like.
No, yeah,
the
saying,
lay
I'm
people.
Saying, I'm saying mainstream people.
Okay.
Don't know him as well as people like us do, and as well as they should, considering how good of an actor he is.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you agree with me then?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't disagree with
no,
that.
Well, no, you started to sound like you did.
People who know
no.
movies more, at least a little bit more than...
People like us.
Yeah, but I would say people less than our extent of the
knowledge. A little bit, but people that pay attention
should
more to
should know who he is, anyway. I mean, he's in, like, Transformers, he's in... You know, Secret Window, then all sorts of shit.
You know what? I feel like a lot of times he's one of those guys.
He's probably one of those guys that a lot of people recognize.
And they're just like,
but they're like,
oh,
yeah, that's,
oh,
what, that's
that
what I'm
guy.
Saying.
Yeah, no, okay.
My parents, that's kind of what I'm going off of. Like, my parents would recognize him and be like, oh, I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. But my parents wouldn't be able to go, oh, there's John Turturro. Or,
yeah.
Oh, John Turturro's in this. I love him.
Yeah, no, but I think a lot of people see him. I think maybe until the last couple years, you know who I felt like was in that category a lot? William H. Macy.
Yeah?
I feel like he's become more popular recently, but in the past people have been like, oh, it's that guy. He's in a lot of things.
Yeah, a little bit more than a couple years. I would say he's been on a good streak for several,
yeah.
Like the last several years.
You know what? Tim Curry.
Years.
Everyone recognizes Tim Curry, but not everyone knows who he is.
Just, I can't even, who the hell is Tim Curry? I can't even.
Hunt for the Red October. He's the guy. He's always got almost kind of like a whiffle, and like a.
You know how about any other movie Clue?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like
Clue.
The movie.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever seen.
That. Okay, Hunt for the Red October. What?
He was the head butler. In Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wait a minute, what?
Oh, yeah. Tim Curry. Wait. That is my favorite line.
Till it goes
Jesus says.
Click.
I was digging up your ass, then it goes click. Tim Curry, Rocky Horror Picture.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yep. He's the cardinal in The Three Musketeers. 90,
yes,
90,
yes,
90.
He is.
I don't know if I've ever saw.
He's also in Muppets Treasure Island.
He's
Muppet
the villain
Island.
In Muppet Treasure Island.
He's the villain.
I've
he's,
never
seen
him.
See, he's in a lot of shit, but a lot of people are like, eh.
Right. There we go. Oh, perfect.
Which album, which Bob Dylan album is the song on? Because
I want to say. Because,
this is one of the Bob Dylan albums
something.
I want. New something?
Yeah, not new something, but new insert word here.
Yeah.
New Morning.
New Morning.
That's New Morning. Was the, yep.
New Morning.
This is... I'm not... I really like Bob Dylan. I'm not, like, extremely knowledgeable about him. This is one of my absolute favorite Bob Dylan songs.
It's absolutely one of his best songs. And this is such a good use of it.
Oh, yeah.
And this weird, like...
Yeah.
Black African music. I also like how in this part, where he is supposedly trapped in the bowling ball, as it flips, you can see Maud as being the one that threw him.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But before that, I also like the fact that he was listening to...
Yeah.
Huh.
It's in his...
He was listening to a bowling tape, but now that I'm actually watching this again, thinking about it, and actually what he's listening to, he was listening to the sounds of bowling, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But the way they portray that is it's almost like this: the Man in Me is the song that he was playing.
It is
that
like
was playing when he woke up. So if he didn't... It's almost like Maud changed the tape for him.
Right. Or it was just a tape that he made. And
well,
it starts off...
Well, no, but doesn't the tape that before that say the sounds of bowling or something like that? Or like a specific tournament or something like that?
I don't know.
I think it does. So assuming that, I think it's kind of cool because it's like Maud changed the tape on him. And was like, here, listen to this song.
Possibly.
I fucking love it. Greg, I can see you doing this too. I'm a bit like, here, take the ringer. This is what we're doing now. This is what's happening. Except for the fact that the underwear is Teddy Woody's.
Yeah, no, it'd definitely be boxers.
I'm sure there's a reason you brought your dirty undies. That's right, dude. The way the ringer cannot look empty. Walter, what the fuck you think, man? You're right, dude. I got the second. Why should we settle for a measly fucking... Have you been Walter for Halloween yet?
No.
Because you would make a good Walter. Because really, all you need is just the sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses, and then I just gotta do the beard.
You just
gotta
grow the beard in a little bit more.
Yeah,
grow in the mustache part.
That's easy. Do that in about a week.
So this movie was done in 98. And he is on a bag phone.
A bag phone?
He's on a bag phone, and technology has made a huge jump in 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 98.
So even if it was saying it was filmed in 97, he's still on a fucking bag phone.
That's funny. Or car phone, or, you know, like, oh, it is a bag phone.
Yeah, it's called a bag phone.
You're right, you're right.
I have experience in these things, right?
There I am. Yeah, it works.
I know a thing or two about a thing or two. Fuck up. Don't see people. I'm doing business here, man. I'm doing business in, man. They're amateur. Dude. More funny stuff. Just tell me where the fuck you want us to go. I can't finish this. I love the use of Credence.
Yeah. I mean, that... One of my favorite parts is the discussion about the Credence.
That's a great plan, Walter. That's fucking a genius plan.
right, dude. The beauty of this is its simplicity. Once a plan gets too complex, everything can go wrong. There's one thing I learned in that.
Because you know you totally listen to Grievance.
It also goes good with the discussion of Nam, I feel like.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Run Through the Jungle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I feel like, even just in general, Credence and the ideas of Americans in Nam just go together. Like, I think of, like, soldiers in Nam, and I think of Credence, and,
yeah.
I like, blast in my radio.
Yeah,
you know?
for some of them, yeah.
Fucking simple. People fucking understand it.
Coming up.
Give me the ringer.
Chop, chop.
He doesn't have respect for Asians.
I just have to do chop, chop.
Like chop, chop. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
Is that an Asian thing?
Yeah, that's like a... Yeah.
That's a derogatory Asian thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Hey, we might have actually just taught listeners something.
Yeah, it's just like where in the, where me and Andrew are from. Sprinkles on ice cream is Jimmy's. That's a racist term.
Jimmy's?
Yeah, Jimmy's.
Why is that racist?
It's supposed to be racist against black people. But
so
that's what, in Massachusetts, that's what we call them.
Yeah, that's what they're, yeah.
Chocolate Jimmy's, that, yeah.
Yeah, because I've gotten in trouble for
chocolate things. Sprinkles. Yeah, but why Jimmy?
I don't know why Jimmy. But that's what, I mean, that's what we call them.
Yeah. You guys call them Jimmies. I got in trouble for saying sprinkles at one point.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, they're called Jimmies.
They're Jimmies.
They're definitely
in Boston, they're Jimmies.
But I was like, I just call them sprinkles.
Oh.
Somebody, I'm trying to remember who, but somebody got really upset because I called them sprinkles.
Hawko
like,
gets
really
Jimmies. Upset when people call them.
It wasn't Hawko. I know it wasn't Hawko. I think it might have been.
Oh, really?
I might have to beep that name out, but. I think it was him, because he was like, no, the Jimmies. It's one of those weird things where, like, people get really upset.
Yeah, just because you're using a different colloquial term.
Like, when I was at Penn State, it was literally halfway between when people started calling it soda and when people started calling it pop.
Oh, really?
So you had half
started
and half.
Started calling it pop?
Well, no, the divide between
I'm saying it was like the divide
areas.
For areas.
Not time, but
who calls it pop?
People west of.
West.
So, like, around here in Pittsburgh,
really?
People call it pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you
like
go, like,
New
Midwest,
Jersey
they
and, like,
pop
Philadelphia,
pop.
They call it soda.
Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it pop. But, like, people would start, like, have discussions and arguments about it. And I was like, who gives a shit? Like, it's the same thing.
You know what I mean.
The funny thing is there's also a lot of people that just call it Coke. Even though it's not Coca-Cola, like, even if you're having Pepsi,
right.
You're like, oh,
yeah,
Coke.
No, it's just Coke.
I said, I thought you kidnapped yourself. You were the one who's so fucking certain.
That's right, dude. 100% certain.
They posted an
extra round
for the tournament.
Donnie, shut the fuck up. When do we play?
Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, after
it's
scheduled. Walter,
what am I going
to tell him? Oh, yes. I fucked down the league office. Who's in charge of scheduling?
Walter.
Carl.
I told that crowd a fucking 1,000 times. I don't know what
Walter. You already posted.
I was saying that moment is kind of like in Godfather when the producer's yelling at him and he's like, actually, I'm
the German-Irish.
German-Irish, and then he changes his insult. He's like, who's in charge of this? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'll call him this name.
Right.
But like, he was just ready. He's like, let me just make sure I prep the proper insult.
Walter, how am I going to...
Shut up, fucking show.
Oh, fuck. That's it, I'm out of here.
Oh, come on, dude.
Dude! What? Just tell him, tell him we made the drop and everything went, you know.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
Well, all right, dude's car got all the
time. Walter,
we didn't get the fucking money. They're going to kill that poor woman.
The only thing I don't like is that when he says it that loud, nobody looks at him.
Right.
Yeah. It could just be a crowd in there that just minds their own business.
Maybe they know them so well at this point.
They're like, oh, they're just
the
nuts.
Regulars. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, Walter's out of his fucking tree.
I mean, I don't pay enough attention to. Fucking.
Where is your car?
Bowling alleys.
Let's get your money.
That's true.
Where's your car, dude?
You don't know, Walter. It was parked in the handicapped zone. Perhaps they towed it.
You fucking know it's been stolen.
Well, certainly that's a possibility, dude.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Phone's ringing, dude.
I really want to isolate that sound and make that my ringtone.
Hako has that as his ringtone.
Is that his ringtone?
Yeah,
phone's ringing, dude.
Shit, now I can't do it.
It's a really good one.
I love the cops in this, too.
Yeah. Especially since he just has a bunch of weed hanging out right on the table.
Where's the weed on the table?
The cop is like...
And was there?
Oh, yeah, he does!
Yeah.
I never really paid attention to that before.
Yeah.
Here it is, right here.
Tape deck. Some
yeah, because he picks up
the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, there was there's my briefcase and
business
tape.
Papers.
Oh, yeah, and he's moving it around. Yeah.
Papers. Just papers.
You know, documents.
Like papers. Business papers. And what do you do, sir? I'm unemployed.
They're like,
really? My rug was also stolen. Your rug was in the car.
So how does... I thought about... I've tried to figure this out before. I'm like, the dude is an ultimate slacker.
Stolen cars.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And he doesn't do anything, as
right.
far as we can
how
tell.
How does he get any money at all?
How does he, how does he get enough for, like, rent and stuff?
Well, he hasn't paid his rent yet.
But it
his
only...
His landlord said, it's already the 10th, dude, and you haven't paid your rent.
Yeah, but it only seems like he's, like, a month behind.
Guess we can close the
right.
on that one.
So
I
he has
mean,
to be getting for money for rent.
Maybe
so what,
just
what is the dude doing to get money?
Continuously...
I don't know. He's like Kramer.
Hustles,
he just
you know what I mean?
Butt.
He just, yeah.
He just finds, you know, like he's donating, like, semen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be.
He's doing, like, weird, like, experiments and stuff like that. Like in the beginning of Ghostbusters, he's signing up to get electroshock therapy for ESP and shit like that.
This is a weird
you
part,
you can
keep
the $5.
This is a really weird part.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like a couple wavy lines or something, dude.
I'm sorry, today's just not your day.
That's all right, man. I guess. Just, whatever.
Julianne Moore is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. What has she been in?
A
bunch of stuff. A
lot of shit.
You know what I just noticed on the Blu-ray? So she's supposed to be naked, kind of naked in the scene, right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She was just naked.
She's like a harness thing.
No, she had a harness thing, but even after they took off the harness thing, you can clearly see she's wearing like a flesh-colored thong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think
I didn't
that's
notice it, actually.
I think that's one of those things where you can only see it now because of the Blu-ray. And they were like, oh, well, you know, when we produce it, nobody will notice.
Yeah, you're probably right. She probably didn't. Because, I mean, she's appeared topless in a few movies, but I don't think I've ever seen her.
And she's topless in this, but the bottom is covered.
Yeah.
But I think because of, like, the size of the screen, should she... Like, now we're noticing shit.
Yeah. Right, but let me explain something about the rug.
Do you like sex, Miss Lebowski? Sex, the physical act of love. Coitus. Do you like it?
I'm just talking about my rug.
You're not interested in sex?
So, I'm assuming this is a wig that Julianne Moore is wearing.
It's a male myth about feminists that we hate sex.
Possibly.
It can be a
yeah.
She does have red hair naturally.
She does. Although I've never seen her
this
with
is,
it.
I'm like, this is such a weird haircut.
It is weird. It seems like very 1970s-ish.
Oh, I would go back a little bit further.
60s?
I would go 60s on the haircut.
Yeah.
Our
mutual
acquaintance, Bunny, is one of these. We are terrible at guessing decades before anything we're alive for and remember.
But, you know, I don't see what this has to do with... you have any cologne?
Take a look at this, sir.
Especially 60s and 70s. I feel like they kind of run together.
They do, and it's funny because they're very different. But,
and late 70s, early 80s kind of runs together, too.
Yeah,
there's been a couple albums that I thought were, early,
this is so great.
Or
with
early,
the
early 80s, never late 90s.
Nice.
Or late 70s.
And the dispatcher says there's something wrong with Donna Cobbler. Yeah, come on in. I'm not really sure exactly what's really wrong with the cable. That's why they sent me. I don't expect. The
TV's in here. You recognize her, of course. Oh, that's my friend Sherry. She just came over to use the shower.
The story's ludicrous. My name is Carly, an expert. You must be able to fix the cable.
Lord. Imagine where it
goes
from here.
He fixes the cable.
One of my favorite lines
is
the whole movie.
He fixes the cable.
He fixes the cable.
I've said that to people before when they just go, you can imagine what happens. I'm like, he fixes the cable? Even if it doesn't apply at all, I should say it. Now, is she... Is she supposed to be in like a German porno, or is that guy so bad he just starts speaking German in the middle of the porno?
I think it's just so bad that he's in California and he's speaking half German, half English. That's what I think.
Nice, but
my father and I don't get along. He doesn't
approve
of my lifestyle, and needless to say, I don't approve his. However, I hardly wish to make my father's embezzlement a police matter, so I'm proposing that you try to recover the money from the people you delivered it to.
Well, I could do that.
If you successfully do so, I will compensate you to the tune of 10% of the recovery.
Ooh, 10%?
Yes.
That's fancy.
Plans, all that you
put in.
I love that she knows about the rug.
Yeah.
She's just already like, yes, the rug. Okay, I'll get you our new rug. That's really what he's most upset about.
Doctor who will look it for you. You will receive no bill. He's a good man and thorough.
Please see him, Jeffrey. He's a good man and thorough. Alright. So he says, my wife's a pain in the ass. She's really busting my friggin' agates. My daughter's married to a Jamal Muslim bastard. I got a rat so bad on my ass, I can't even sit down. You know me, I can't complain. I got a rash. I got a belly bone, man. The other day, I was really feeling silly, man. Full belly bone. Lost a little money. You know what? Forget about it, man. Forget about it. Yeah, fuck it, man. I don't think you're worried about that shit. Life goes on, man.
Pause
this. Home sweet home, Mr. Rollins.
You want to down go up?
Oh,
yeah.
We have to pause both.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
Yeah,
follow
us. Wait, there's a beverage.
Stop talking and talk fast, you lousy bum. We've been frantically trying to reach you, dude. Where's my goddamn money, you bum?
Well, we...
I like that one exchange though.
They did not receive the money.
Because it's like Brant is
yeah.
Yeah, it's like Brant
translating
being the
yeah.
exactly
yeah, yeah.
the translator and he's exactly. like, well, let me
the goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain.
Oh man, come on. Who are you gonna believe? Those guys are we dropped off the
game. There were other factors here, man.
Why? The royal we you know, the editorial, I dropped off the money exactly as per... Well, man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light, and, you know,
That is such a good outfit for the old Lebowski, though.
You know, running around, blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit. You know,
the hat, the sweater, the ascot.
Yeah.
Complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
What in God's holy name are you glad
to have the handkerchief. Not the handkerchief, the ass scarf.
Yeah, it's more like a scarf. Because it just covers his whole torso.
She kidnapped herself.
Man.
Well, sure, man. Look at it. You know, a young trophy wife in the parlance of our times, you know. She, owes money all over town, including the known pornographers. And that's cool. That's cool. I'm saying she needs money, man. And, you know, of course, they're going to say they didn't get it. Because she wants more. Man, she's got to feed the monkey. Hasn't that ever occurred to you, man?
I've never really quite understood what that means. So I've always just assumed she's got
to
feed the monkey, man.
That had not occurred.
Like her addiction?
Feed the monkey.
Is that like feed? Like she has an addiction to cocaine or whatever, and she's feeding her addiction?
Hey, that's what you pay me for. Speaking of which, do you think that you could give me $20,000 in cash? My concern is, and I've got to check with my accountant, but that this might bug me up.
My accountant.
He does not have an accountant.
Yeah.
Well, you've already got the check made out. That's cool.
We received this morning. Since you have failed to achieve, even in the modest task which was your charge, since you have stolen my money, since you have unrepentantly betrayed my trust, I have no choice but to tell these bums to do whatever is necessary to recover their money from you, Jeffrey Lebowski. And as Brandt is my witness, I will tell you this. Any further harm visited upon Bunny will be visited tenfold upon your head. My God, sir. I will not abide another toll.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above.
That wasn't her toe, dude. Whose toe was it, Walter? I do know that nothing about it indicates.
The nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. As if it's impossible to get the nail polish applied to someone else's toes.
Someone else? Where the fuck are they going to get...
You want to go? I can get your toe. Believe there are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it.
All right, so
it's one of my favorite things.
So in this case, I completely agree with Walter that it's entirely possible to cut a toe.
Absolutely. There really is nothing to... You know what I mean? They could... I mean, we all know what they actually did, but they didn't even have to do that much. They could have easily gone to a fresh... cemetery and
well,
fresh grave site.
I guess they could have, but
you know what I mean. You know, when in desperate situations, yes. But I mean,
what's great is she says it's a family restaurant, but all there is old guys in the back. But
I got bodies who died face down in the muck, so that you and I can.
Yeah, they're able to get a toe for a certain amount of money.
All right.
So, let me ask you this. For you guys. Hang on. I love this line.
I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee. Enjoying my coffee.
God, he's so good.
Finishing my coffee. What... how much would you take for a toe? And it's a pinky toe, right?
For me?
Yeah, it's a pinky toe. How much would you be willing to take to give up your pinky toe?
Here's the thing about the pinky toe. You actually... I mean, you don't really lose that much. You can still walk around perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And you get to have a handicap spot.
If you lose a fingertip.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. So, you actually kind of... It's kind of awesome.
I would go... I guess, but... I just want to also say... I love when he's in the bathtub, there's a Mr. Bubbles behind him. That is great. But... Yeah, how much does it take?
I'd go $5,000.
That's the lowest you would go?
Yeah. You take my pinky toe for $5,000.
$5,000.
That's pretty low.
You?
I would say more like $10,000, but I mean, but I don't know who would pay $10,000.
Hang on, how much are they taking? How much do they get from? Are they trying to get from?
A million.
Jeffrey Lebowski, million, right?
I mean,
and then where does $20,000 fit?
That was how much he was going to get. It was going to be.
No, because 10% won't be 20,000.
No, that was from the Big Lebowski, not from her.
Oh yeah, and then Maude, if he recovered the money, she was gonna give him 10%, which would be 100,000.
Yes.
Okay.
It was discovered last night by Nines, Martha Ginson and Buddy.
I if you were gonna hand me $5,000, you'd cut off my pinky toe.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of money.
I think I would go either 7 to 10. I think I would need 7 to 10.
Yeah, that's still not a lot more than what I'm saying, though.
For the pinky toe?
Yeah. Now, if you were talking
but,
big toe, I'd want a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that could affect my balance.
Oh, yeah.
It also depends, though, on...
And by could, I mean it would.
On the procedure of removing it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, if it's just some guy with just pruning shears, I would want... A bit more.
I guess when I say 5,000, I'm going on the assumption that it's decently professional. I'm not asking for
like they're paying
to be put under in surgery, but I'm saying
like they're paying a doctor to at least
cut off my toes, stitch it up,
give some local anesthetic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Get you a little dopey, maybe give you something. Get you a little dopey. Cut off your toe. Cut all the bleeding off. Make sure wrap it up so you're okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think I'm gonna. Is that a
what the hell?
Is that a sneeze?
That was like a cat.
Yeah, he just like a cat.
Ooh, sorry.
I just don't think I'm gonna miss a pinky toe that much.
Yeah,
I don't think I would that much either.
The nail
is
very hard to cut. It's a hard to cut nail.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the pinky toe, as long as it's like you said, like somewhat professionally done.
Yeah.
It would be all right if it was for lesser. I think I would go 7 to 10.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets
but
socialism, dude. At least it's
an ethos. If they were like, listen. We're going to do it in this back room of this really shady, dirty place.
Some guy with a fucking meat cleaver?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm all
right.
Set.
Who's just drinking a bottle of vodka, and he's like, this is what I'm going to use to clean the wounds after I cut your pinky off? I won't do it.
I'm just trying to shit about the fucking moment. We are sympathizing here. Fuck sympathy. I don't need your fucking sympathy, man. I need my fucking Johnson.
I need my Johnson. What do you need that for, dude? You are a fucking idiot, dummy.
Fuck the tournament?
A boss?
Okay, dude. I can see you don't want to be cheered up here. Come on, Donnie. Let's go get us a lane.
I mean, you wanna pause for smoking a butt?
Kinda.
Another Caucasian, Gary. Right, dude. Friends like me, isn't
that
Gary? That's right,
dude.
You're
the host. If we pause, both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could cut out the last 30 seconds as well.
Well, then we have to go back 30 seconds and we have to try and match it up.
Yeah. It's not like whoever watches is going to be exactly on.
I'm fine. Close to it. I'm good. You good?
I'll stay.
Alright.
I'll be black.
Because I love this scene coming up with, what's his face?
That's Sarsaparilla.
What is his face?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Thank you for the assist on that.
Yeah.
You're free to go. That is a fantastic mustache.
Oh, it's,
that Sam Elliott
has. Amazing.
Is that actually his mustache?
I don't know.
I wish I could be more like the dude and just not give a shit.
Well, I dig your style too, man. With the whole cowboy thing going on.
Where does the movie take place? Los Angeles?
Yeah. I don't think he's from Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, the cowboys. I mean, is the cowboy even real?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't really...
The cowboy is just kind of a entity that exists and doesn't, do anything.
This guy? Or...
I mean, the cowboy's there, and he kind of narrates the story, but he's just kind of an entity that doesn't
right.
have any direct
yeah, he's not...
influence. He's just
right.
kind of there.
But he is the narrator.
Yeah, but
he's...
Besides
from this one scene, that's it.
No, well, no, he's towards the end, too, and he's in the scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's right. But I'm saying, like, he starts to tell the story.
Yeah.
And he's in the story, and then he... Well, he starts to tell the story, and it seems like he's just the narrator of the story, and then he's actually in the story. Then he continues telling the story, because there's no scene where it's like Lebowski explains to him what's happening.
Right.
So it's kind of like a weird...
It's like he's got two positions.
Well, it's like a weird Kurt Vonnegut story, because he's told a couple stories where authors include themselves kind of into the narrative. So
right.
maybe this cowboy is the author of the story and it's completely fictional, or maybe this cowboy is just an observer of this story who includes himself into the telling of the story.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Why does that guy look familiar?
The weird guy in the mod.
Is he recognizable? Is he an actor that is in other things?
I'm going to say probably.
He seems...
He kind of looks like... like Waters.
John Waters?
John Waters, yeah. Because of the mustache. But I don't think that's what... He's... Like, I mean, I know it's not him, but...
Drop the phone.
From the main guy,
who is it? Will you come home? Her co-star in the Beaver picture?
Beaver? You mean vagina? I mean, you know the guy?
I love the Beaver picture.
The Beaver picture.
The Beaver picture. I think I want to start using that word more. The Beaver picture.
So he's pretending to be the abductor. Look, Jeffrey, you don't really kidnap someone you're acquainted with. The whole idea
I love that she calls him Jeffrey.
Identify you after you let him go.
I know that. The fuck is with this guy?
The video artist. So...
I would be really upset by the weird guy in the room also.
Not exactly.
Does he have a character name?
It's a very complicated case,
Mom. I forget. Does she say it?
Strands to keep in my head.
I don't even think she does.
Strands in one dude's head.
Willie doesn't have it, and who does?
Looking at this.
Look, I have to take this. Do you still have that doctor's number?
Oh, no, really. It's not even bruising.
Oh, please, Jeffrey, I don't want to be responsible for any delayed after effects. Do me something, see?
After
effects?
See? See? Maybe that guy doesn't seem familiar from stuff, I just don't know where he's from.
Is he still not Elvis Costello?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I ever really noticed that before, but yeah.
It sounds like the
it does, it. I would say it's definitely Elvis Costello. I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell just from that little snippet what it was. But yeah, it's definitely Elvis Costello. I bet your dick on it. Because I'm like 99% sure, but there's one that 1% that doesn't want to lose my mind. I hope you're okay with that.
No, I'm alright with that.
Sorry. Let's see yeah, there's some listed in the soundtrack on IMDb, so I'm gonna say that yeah, that must have been when it shows up. I love how it makes such a crazy turn into the dumpster.
That's what happens when you're smoking weed and drinking alcohol while you drive. I mean, he's just doing everything you're not supposed to be doing.
And he's also rocking out to Creedence, which I can't blame him for.
No, I can't either. It sounds like a great time, actually.
Because I would rock out to Creedence in the car. I have before several times.
I do. So.
I see. Part of me doesn't believe that the handwriting belongs to that of the kid.
The kid? Larry?
Larry, yeah.
Larry!
That handwriting is way too nice.
Oh, that scene, I can't wait for that scene.
Because to be completely honest, there's definitely a difference between male and female handwriting.
Yeah.
And women have such nicer, neater handwriting than men do, even cursive.
I think it's partially because we just don't care enough.
I guess. I don't know. Now, do we know what this his landlord is trying to do in this dance?
I don't.
So this scene now where they're talking in the theater, this is the scene that I would want to be inserted to. Even if I'm in that back row,
yeah.
even on the very end over Walter's shoulder,
yeah,
I would be fine with that.
That would be awesome.
And now if we say it's cool if I like get up and like leave, and like add my own thing, because we were kind of saying with Andrew when we were talking about this, that he could kind of make a movement.
Yeah, he could make a movement. He just can't affect the scene. Like, you can't see him, like, you know, he can't, like, walk up on the stage, or he can't, you know, interact with any main characters.
Yeah,
but,
or he can't, like, yell something that the character should probably respond
right,
to.
Right.
But
no,
really, I mean, I'm fine with just sitting over Walter's shoulder, looking at his left shoulder, like, right by the door. I would be fine with just sitting there.
Right.
During this scene.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Even if I was, like, pretending to fall asleep or something like that during this thing, I'd be fine with that. That's the scene I would like to be in.
You'd still be in the Big Lebowski.
Oh, fuck me, man. That kid's already spent all the money, man.
Oh. What is that? Is that Corvette?
Yeah, well, they say it's a Corvette.
Oh, they do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just said it's a Corvette. Yeah, I mean, Corvettes are nice. I don't know if I would ever buy a Corvette, though, with the money that I would have. Like, if I had that kind of money, would you buy a Corvette?
No, if I had that kind of money...
I'd buy a Corvette if I had expendable...
Here's the thing. Corvette, to me, automatically says, like... I'm going through a midlife crisis, and I have a small penis.
Right, but I mean, if you have the money to have like several cars,
I don't even know if Corvette would be in my
list.
Well,
Corvette's
not
my number one choice. My number one choice is a 1969 Pontiac GTO.
Yeah.
Original Judd Stripes, tachometer on the hood.
Yeah, like I would buy some muscle cars. Like, if I had tons of money, like, I would buy a Maserati.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would not, Corvette wouldn't enter into it. Like, Corvette is like, I want to pretend I have tons of money and I'm going through a midlife crisis. So,
I mean,
I'm going to buy a Corvette.
If I'm going to buy a American sports car, muscle car, I personally would buy a Mustang. But I'm more...
Oh, yeah. Even modern times, I would much rather buy a Mustang.
I'm more of a Ford guy, though, anyways. So, like, I understand people have their preferences.
And I don't know if they make it, but I would buy a Mustang. And if I couldn't buy it in this color, I would hire someone to repaint it the color of the Mustang and Bullet.
Yeah. Well, I think my favorite would be to get the Fastback from Bullet. And
oh, I would definitely, if I had the money,
you know,
I would definitely do that.
I'd pay the, say, 20 grand to get a old Fastback from Bullet, and then I'd pay another 20 grand or whatever to, you know, just
paint
to
that way.
Well, not only paint, but just refurbish the whole thing. And get it to be in mint condition.
Yeah.
Either that, or I do love the current Mustangs are pretty fucking sweet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even if I got a current Mustang painted in that color, I would.
I'd like still be happy.
I would be happy with that. Do they still use an iron lung?
I don't know.
Did they use it in
98?
Son, this is what happens. What do you?
I always think of 98, I always think of the, well, not 98, I think of the Iron Lung, I think of the thing that they stuck E.T. in,
Here it comes.
In the end of E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what happens, Larry?
See what happens?
You fuck a stranger in the ass.
See what happens, Larry? Oh. This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, Larry.
It's so good.
And he's just so apathetic about the situation.
Now, obviously, they didn't... They weren't smashing the car while the kid was watching.
He is watching.
No, I don't think when they were filming.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't think the kid could have been able to keep such a straight face.
You never know.
Because I couldn't have. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh boy. Can you imagine the rage that guy would feel? Even though it's already so fucked up.
I love how he has high socks in this scene with his fucking underwear.
They still went to
In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger as well.
You know, is In-N-Out Burger a California thing?
It's
a Western thing.
Western, Southwestern.
I love
for the most
part. Is it in Nevada?
Yes,
you've been to Nevada more than I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to one?
I have not. I'm pretty sure I've seen them in Nevada.
I've never been to one. I would like to go. Mainly because it's in this movie.
I've been to Whataburger. And I've been to Jack in the Box.
I haven't been to either one of those. Whataburger, though.
Walter, you're right. There is an unspoken message here. It's fuck you! Leave me the fuck alone!
So, that's pretty awesome. What's a Whataburger like?
It's just like a
is it
like a Wendy's?
Is it like a Fuddruckers, where you can kind of like make your own toppings?
No, not from what I remember.
It's basically Whataburger is just like any other.
Yeah, but it's
fast
good.
Food restaurant.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is pretty much the same, but there's a few like good thing like. They got the curly fries, which are delicious.
I do love curly fries.
Also a great thing at the Jack in the Box, they have a sourdough bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh.
And it's the it's like flat, round sourdough bread. It's really good.
Now, Jack in the Box, do you think, I mean, they haven't really expanded, partially because, weren't they the ones that, like, in the 80s, maybe early 90s, had, like, the E. coli outbreak?
Yeah, there was some sort of thing like that. I don't, they pretty much remained in the South.
Yeah, I think they've been in a, yeah, specific place since then. They haven't really expanded since then.
Yeah, I try to stop there when I'm in Texas.
Oh, they're in Texas too?
Yeah.
White Russian, thanks.
White Russian.
How's the smug business, Janky?
I wouldn't know, dude.
I do. Publishing.
Oh, Jackie Trehan. The best part is when
it's probably my...
He writes the thing on the paper.
It's probably maybe my favorite moment in the entire movie. When he...
Yeah, and...
Really?
Yeah, it is.
The dude thinks he's being all slick and, like, detective-y.
I don't know if I would say that that's my favorite moment in the entire movie.
It's... If it's not,
it's good, but
it's close.
I don't know. I would put, like, the end with the ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Up there, I would put, like, the probably the marmot before that, or the ferret.
Yeah.
I would put that probably before it.
I still jerk off manually.
I mean, it's a great scene, a great movie, but...
I can see you're anxious for me to get to the point. Well, here it is, dude. Where's Bunny?
What's great about this movie is he goes from literally a nobody to like rubbing elbows with huge people for no real apparent reason. Like, he's just in it because somebody pissed on his rug.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, man.
And the thing is, like, people just kind of are like, well.
Like,
I
know
would
who he is
that.
Now.
I would be like, but people
right
kind of relate to it.
He kind of looks over at him, too, like he's writing something about him.
Fucking Detective Lebowski.
Yeah.
Runs over.
He's like, what's going on?
I love the part right before this, though, where he's leaning back and the shirt is just exposing his stomach.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell?
I have no idea what to say about
like,
this.
I have no clue.
Why? It's great that it takes it with he takes it with him for like the next scene after this.
Yeah, and then the next scene they're like,
because they go through
Herbert?
His pockets and they're like,
okay, done, Jackie. I didn't do any good business, man. Your money is being held by a kid named Larry Sellers.
He's still trying to pass off Larry Sellers.
Yeah.
Poor Larry.
By the In-N-Out Burger. Fucking rat, but I'm sure your goons can...
How many white Russians can you drink in a day? It's absurd.
I mean, you can probably drink a lot. That's such a weird drink to pick.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a good choice, because it's...
It's a good drink.
It's a good drink. It's
just
common enough that people kind of know what it is.
Is this only so many times you can drink vodka mixed with milk?
Well, vodka Kahlua.
No, I know, but it's still vodka and milk is the same drink.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only so many times that you can drink it.
Just one.
terrible moment. This is not bad. I'm reading. Darkness washed over the dune. Darker than the black spears.
I like it. They say, it, like, in the subtitles, because we're watching it with the subtitles, it says washed. But because he's a cowboy, he says washed.
Washed.
Which I like.
Right.
Darkness washed over the dude.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Oh, it's such a good song.
So good.
This whole moment just dropped in. I fucking love the song.
Gutter Balls. See, here's the Randall.
Yeah.
He kinda, yeah.
A little bit.
He is kinda a little bit random. I think he does it at another point too.
Oh, Saddam.
Which is so weird because now people aren't gonna know that reference.
Yeah. Not for too long though.
No, because he's gone now, so there's gonna be a point. Like, let's say I show my nephew this movie in several years, obviously, when he's old enough to actually watch it.
Yeah.
Like, 10 now, but I show him, like, another 10 years. I show him this movie. He's not gonna have any idea what the fuck that means.
Yeah, but I mean, that, you know, that shit happens. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, what can we, you know what I mean? What are you doing?
I mean, we barely know who, like, Khrushchev is, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing that they included it. Absolutely.
No, it's
included.
Just, it's interesting.
I'm saying it's just weird that, like, I'm gonna show him this movie, and that's something that I'm gonna have to explain to him.
Yeah.
Is there ever gonna be a point where you have to explain Hitler in a movie?
Nah, he might be kind of an exception.
Kind of like Alexander the Great or something, like a
right.
famous conqueror
right.
that like we.
They're not gonna.
We're always gonna mention.
Teach kids who Hitler is.
Does anyone that's gonna be an exception probably be Hitler?
So Hitler's always going to kind of get mentioned.
I would assume.
Saddam Hussein probably not.
Yeah. This scene is so weird.
Extremely weird.
I love the smile.
I still can't. And, I mean, this is kind of dumb, but I still can't quite figure out how they do that part. Where he's going between the legs and they turn him. Is he just on wires that they just remove?
Yeah, the legs aren't there currently.
So they just overlap
it?
There's
probably some overlap, yeah. I bet
is that
we,
just how they do? I mean,
I bet if we slowed it down, you could see, like, the cuts.
No, I don't think... I think they just overlap the layers.
Oh, God, this movie
probably. It's so weird, but it's so well done. Like,
yeah.
For being 98 and really having limited digital technology,
yeah.
Because I, in all honesty, that's what they had. It's still really well done, because you can't be like, well, obviously, even in HD, I see the lines in that turn. I see this. I see that. Like,
right.
They did a really good job of hiding it.
Yeah.
I love this scene coming up with the show. I don't know who does this song. That he sings in the back of the cat. Not the cat.
The police car?
Yeah, the police car. I was like, you know, in the back of a cab, because that's what police car is, right?
Is this your only idea?
Ralph's Value Club Car.
For the longest time, I didn't realize Ralph's was an actual place.
What a fucking lawyer, man.
But I guess it's only in L.A.
Bill Counselor, could be.
Mr. Treehorn tells us that he had to eject you from his garden party. That you were drunk and abusive.
Mr. Treehorn treats objects like women, man.
Mr. Treehorn draws a lot of water in this town. You can draw a ship, Levinsky. Now, we got a nice, quiet little beach community here. I aim to keep it nice.
Draws water, I mean, just has pull, right? I've never heard that expression, though, besides this movie. I'm not sure.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior.
Well, I guess it's a spin-off of Holds Water.
Do I make myself
clear? Yeah. Like in My Cousin Vinny, where he goes, does the defense's case hold, or does the prosecution's case hold water?
Keep your ugly fucking gold working ass out of my beach community.
I would not expect the sheriff of Malibu to be such a pain in the ass.
Jesus, man, can you change the channel? Fuck you, man. Like my fucking music. Get your own fucking cab. I haven't really. I'll whoop this out and kick your ass out. Man, come
on. I had a rough night,
and I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I love how much the cab driver loves the Eagles.
Yeah.
I have never met anyone that loves the Eagles that much.
Yeah, no.
They have some good shit, I will say. The Eagles have some good shit. And
yes,
Joe Walsh,
they do.
Joe Walsh really helps them with that, but I don't think I could ever get into some any kind of a fight with someone over the Eagles. Oh, and here's where we learn that
she definitely has both toes, and she's definitely not kidnapped.
Jesus.
So nice that they slammed the bowling ball into the TV for no apparent reason.
I love that that's his.
Yeah, his own
security.
Little.
Yeah.
With 27 nails in it.
It's definitely necessary.
Jeffrey.
Aw.
Love me.
That's my room.
Tell me about yourself, Jeffrey.
Not much to tell.
It's weird that she came into the apartment, it was ransacked, and then she still decided to hang out in a robe.
The original Port Huron statement.
That was what I was trying to think of, Port Huron statement.
Come to my second draft.
So, like, he's clearly political, because
right.
He worked on that.
That was me. Six other guys. and then a music business briefly.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be over town again. Speak of sound tour. Bunch of assholes. And then, a little of this, a little of that. My career's slowed down a little lately.
What do you do for recreation? What happened to your house?
Oh, Jackie Treehorn trashed the place. He thought I had your father's money.
It's so weird. She thought that was just like normal and she just walked in. Right.
Foundations. Why did he think you have it? Who does?
Oh, Larry Sellers.
She's trying to get pregnant.
You know, this is a very complicated case, Mom. A lot of ins, a lot of outs. Fortunately, I'm adhering to a...
How can he make...
drug government?
Now there's so many white Russians.
It's absurd. Like, there's no way you can make that many in
he does it in such a weird order. Well, especially because it doesn't look like he refrigerates the half and half.
No.
No.
I mean, I will have a White Russian every once in a while, but like...
No, and they're tasty.
Yeah, they're good. It's just fucking weird
you
to
have it once in a while.
All the time, and have like, I have half and half sitting out on my fucking counter.
Do you think he, was that yoga?
It increases the chances of conception.
Increases?
Well, yes. What did you think this was all about? Playing games? I want a child.
Okay, let me explain something about you.
Look, Jeffrey, I don't want a partner. In fact, I don't want Commander to be someone I have to see socially or who have any interest in raising the child himself.
Oh, so that doctor,
Exactly. Now, what happened to your face? Did Jackie Treehorn do that as well?
No, it was the chief of police.
That's such a weird thing.
What?
Being like, well, I'm gonna pick this person to be the father of my child.
Right.
I don't want them to be. Things would probably be better if people were more like that, to be honest, but.
In certain cases, yeah.
Yeah. But then Maury Povich won't probably have a show, so.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of shit.
Yeah, listen, Walter. I'm in my place. I need you to come pick me up.
I can't drive to Erev
Shabbos. What?
What's Erev Shabbos?
I don't know.
What's the difference between that and Shomer Shabbos?
It's a fucking emergency.
I understand that if I pick up the phone.
Walter,
I'm going to have to talk to some of my friends
man.
And
me
find out what that means.
Fucking bowling team.
Now, this is where he puts shit together. He starts putting shit together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy is also the other detective.
Yeah.
Or the actual detective that he finds. He's actually a huge character actor. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Who is this guy?
No physical harm detected. Fuck, are you? Why are you following me around? Come on, fuckhead!
Thanks, man. I'm a Brother Seamus.
Brother Seamus? Like an Irish monk?
What the fuck are you talking about?
My name is DeVito. I'm a private snoop like you, man.
What? A dick, man?
I'll be patient. You think you'll work? Playing one side against the other in bed with everybody. Fabulous stuff, man. I'm not... Fuck it, man. Just stay away from my fucking lady friend.
Hey, I'm not messing with your special lady.
She's not my special lady. She's my fucking lady friend. I'm just helping her conceive, man.
Hey, man, I'm not...
Who are you working for? Lebowski? The Jackie Treehorn?
The Knutsons.
What the fuck are the Knutsons?
The Knutsons? It's a wandering daughter job. Bunny Lebowski, man. Her real name is Fawn Knutson. Her parents want her back.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Crazy, eh? Right away, about a year ago, Knutson's told me...
Was she anyone?
Sure it is.
Buddy Lebowski?
Is the family...
Did she play anyone in anything else?
Tara Reid?
Is that Tara Reid?
Yeah, that's Tara Reid.
That is Tara Reid.
Oh. Shit, okay, I didn't realize it.
Yeah, Bunny Lebowski's Tara Reid. She's been in a bunch of stuff. She also,
at one point,
made some kind of comment that, like, they were working on Big Lebowski 2.
Oh, really?
And then everybody was like, no, we are not in any way working on Big Lebowski 2.
Right.
And then, she worked on, she did like one of those, Funny or Die things about Big Lebowski 2 where she played every character.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was decent.
You pick some blankets.
I love how they make the German nihilists all blonde.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Germans.
I also love how they put her in a cowboy boot, but they cut off.
Yeah.
The just put her in like a sandal. But no, the Germans. It's gotta be a cowboy boot. So,
here we are. It's Shabbos.
So all this information is basically there for Lebowski to figure out pretty early on. The only reason he figures it all out is because he got laid, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know this.
Yeah, and 5 fucking years ago you were divorced.
He only figured all the whole mystery out because he got laid.
Okay.
Do you think it's because he got laid? Or, I mean, because...
I think it was just coincidental.
Because he was with her?
Well, but I mean, the pieces were kind of there to begin with, and then all of a sudden, after he got laid, he had a moment of clarity. Where he was like, the ringer is... you threw out a ringer for a ringer. The guy didn't care for the, you know, why she got kidnapped, all this other stuff, so... I think the only reason he figured it out in the movie was because he got laid.
Maybe.
And the Coen brothers are trying to say that getting laid is a good thing.
It's a moment of clarity.
He was
yeah.
He was thinking clearly.
She just picked up and left, never bothered to tell us. Well, I guess the fucking nihilist knew where she was.
Dude, she never even kidnapped herself.
Who is this gentleman, dude? Who am I? I'm a fucking brother. You shouldn't go in there, dude. He's very angry. Oh, man.
Oh, he's back. No thanks to you.
Where's the fucking money?
I love that he's wearing a ascot.
Needy little overachiever. You are scum, man.
Who the hell is he?
Well, I
think
I'm just going to kick your phony gold brickin' ass. That's who I am.
Man, we know the briefcase was fucking empty. We know you kept the $1 million to yourself.
You have your story, I have mine. And I said I entrusted the money to you, and you stole it.
As if we would ever dream of taking your bullshit money!
You thought that Bunny had been kidnapped, and you were fucking glad, man. You could use it as an excuse to make some money disappear. All you needed was a sap to pin it on. You just met me, you human paraquat. You figured, oh, here's a loser, you know? A deadbeat, somebody the square community won't give a shit about.
Well,
and I don't know how much this actually happened, but how much ad-libbing actually went on?
Probably a decent amount. I feel like...
Because some of
the Coen brothers would be into...
You think so?
Are into that kind of... Especially in this movie, I wouldn't
That's
say...
That's something we should look up, because some of it, like that part where he kind of stutters and everything,
right,
like...
Yeah.
And there's other parts where you think he's just kind of making it up. And the question is, was that in the script or was that him acting? And let's say that this movie garnered enough attention to be nominated for an Oscar. And they nominated him for an Oscar for acting. Which
really?
I don't believe that they did. Correct?
No, I don't think so.
Would part of that be based on if it had garnered enough attention?
Right.
Would part of it be based on his ad-libbing, based on the script? Would they be able to kind of compare the both, or is it just what they see on screen?
That's a lot.
He's like, fuck.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like part of the time they should be able to, because actors do make decisions and do things in scenes that will completely change the movie. to a certain extent and completely make it way more memorable and make it a part of history that...
To be honest, I don't think they necessarily take it to account.
You know, I kind of wish that it did.
Because,
like, Casablanca, the part where he goes, "Here's looking at you, kid," that was a complete ad-lib on his part.
Yeah. No, and I'm
that
not,
was an inside joke, and...
I'm not saying I don't agree, but to be honest, I think they look at the performance.
John Turturro is so good.
Yeah.
He is so good, but he's not raised to the... to the part where he should be. Now, why do they not notice the flames earlier?
Right.
In this scene. That's my problem with this part.
You have forgotten our little deal, Lebowski. You have helped the fucking girl, dipshit. We know you never did.
Are these the Nazis for?
No, Johnny, these are under nihilists. It's not to be afraid.
We don't care. We still want the money, Lebowski. We fuck you up.
Fuck you. Fuck the three of you. No. Without a hostage, there is no ransom. That's what ransom is. Those are the fucking rules.
This girlfriend gave up her toll.
She's left me to get $1 million.
It's not fair.
Fair? Who's a fucking
so,
around here, you bunch of fucking crybabies?
Walter, hey, look.
Now, so, what happens before this movie when they come up with it? Like, does Bunny know that she's supposed to disappear? Or is she like, I'm getting out of this... Is she like, I'm getting out of this place? And she tells the nihilists. And they're just like, oh, okay. And they decide to take advantage of it? Or is Bunny actually in on it?
You know what?
Because Bunny doesn't seem to be in on it since she comes back early.
I was going to say, I don't think she is in on it.
I think Bunny is just like, she talks to them. She considers them friends. She talks to them. She says, hey, I'm fucking sick of this old guy in the wheelchair that can't get it up. I mean, I'm assuming he can. So...
Yeah, no, I think they kind of take advantage of the situation.
It's a serious amount of beer.
He bites off?
Yeah.
I thought, you're...
He puts Mike Tyson in shame with the amount of beer that he bites off.
We'll be done, dude.
Yeah, he takes off like half the year. That is really weird that Downey just dies of a heart attack.
Mm. Well, earlier they even says he's really fragile, man.
Yeah.
No, isn't he talking about?
No, he's talking about Downey.
No, he's talking about Smokey.
He's talking about Smokey. That's what I thought.
I thought he was talking about Downey because
I'm pretty sure he's talking about Smokey.
I don't know.
I'm saying Smokey.
I always thought that he was talking about
Greg, you're saying Smokey?
I thought it was Smokey.
Because that's the whole... I mean, that's even foreshadowing. It fits in perfectly. It just...
I mean, it would, but I... Because that happened after the gun thing. Like,
yeah, the gun thing, and he's like, you shouldn't do that shit in front of Donnie.
he's really fragile. He's got emotional problems.
I thought he says that's his
do
whole
that
thing
to Smokey.
I mean, that's
he's
what
I thought he said
assumed.
That, I thought he says that Smokey's a pacifist.
I don't know.
All right, well, that's something to look at on another viewing.
Hmm.
But I thought it was Smokey. I always thought it was Smokey. So I always thought that, like, I would, well, originally I thought I would like to be buried, but then I was thinking that I would like to be cremated and have my ashes scattered. But then I saw this movie, and I'm like, wait, they charge for just, like, a basic container to scatter the ashes?
Well, that's why they go and get the,
That's why they go to Ross.
Is there a
Ralph's
around here?
There are Ralph's around
here. It's like $5. Coffee.
Ugh. I thought Ralph's was made up for the longest time.
Oh, is it real?
Yeah, it's real. It's,
oh,
it,
I
Ralph's,
didn't know that.
Yeah, Ralph's is actually a chain in
California.
Southern
California,
yeah.
I thought it was fake until I was listening to a different podcast. I think it was Kevin Smith's, or one that he was on. It said something about a Ralph's, and then I looked it up, and you know, it's a real place.
From La Jolla to Leo Carrillo and up to Pismo, he died, as so many young men of his generation before his time. And there was some Lord, you took him. As you took so many bright, flowering young men, the Jason, the Bondoc, and Hill 364. These young men gave their lives. So did Donnie. Donnie, who loved bowling.
Folgers.
Theodore Donald Karabatsos. In accordance with what we think, your dying wishes might well have been.
Just random.
Mortal means to the bosom of the Pacific Ocean, which you love so well. Good night, sweet prince.
Oh. That's amazing that he does
like
not
none
fucking
of that shit
flinch.
Shit.
He doesn't fucking flinch during that. It's amazing.
Oh shit, dude, I'm sorry. Goddamn wind. God damn it, Walter. You fucking asshole. I'm sorry. It's a fucking travesty with you, man. I'm sorry, it was an accident. What was that shit about Vietnam? What the fuck does anything have to do with Vietnam? I'm sorry. What are you talking about? Dude, I'm sorry.
The shorts and the boots just are beautiful.
I like what they do, the shorts and the fucking clear sandals.
Yeah.
Come on,
dude. Just a person up there.
Yeah. What's funny is that, like, they use a Folgers container, but this was done in a time when it, like, clearly wasn't product placement.
Well, I don't know about that, but
yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like, I think,
I mean,
it looks like it was done more for humor than it was for,
right. Yeah,
for product placement.
It wasn't like a blatantly obvious product placement thing, where, like, oh my god, just. Because there's a couple shots where they only show part of it.
Yeah.
And if it was product placement, they would have been like, no, you have to show the entire container. You have to actually show the name.
Do we ever even see the dude bowl one single frame in this entire movie?
I
can't.
So. You know what? No, he's about to bowl, and then I
right,
think
like
I
he's
think
about to bowl,
away.
And every
no, you never see
you
him.
See Donnie? I don't even. Do we even
I don't
see
even
Walter?
Know if you see Walter.
We see Donnie. I don't think we see. I don't think. I think we see Walter bowl less than the dude. I think the dude's about to bowl in a couple ones, and then we cut away. Like he's at least going up to the line. I don't think we ever see Walter go up to the line.
Epic mustache of all time. Look at that fucking thing. I couldn't grow that if I tried.
That's
well.
Tough.
Well, yeah. How far out does your like when you don't shave for a while? Does it go out that far? I don't think yours goes out that far.
I mean,
far.
This is like a.
That's.
This
I don't
is
think
like a 5 year. Mustache. You know what I mean? Like, that's not...
Well, the thing is, like, okay, so you might be able to get the length.
I don't know if it goes out that wide.
I don't think... Yeah, I don't think mine would go out that wide.
The length...
The length you could
the
get.
The length I could do.
The length any of us could do.
I don't know about the fullness. I don't think I'm that full.
Fullness?
I might even have a tough time with that.
Yeah.
And I definitely can't get that wide.
Because that goes, that seems to go really far across.
That thing is insane. Obviously, the...
Of course, I think his...
All the way out, he lets it grow for as long as possible. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, I think, although, I'm thinking that his nose is actually narrower than mine. I think I have a really wide nose
right.
compared to him.
Possibly, yeah.
So I think that's thrown it off, but... Let's just really get it way too into comparing mustaches with characters in movies.
We should just have a whole segment just about that.
A whole segment about mustaches?
Just mustache comparison.
I don't think we can do that because I don't think any of us actually have grown a mustache besides
Greg. I've had several mustaches.
You have gotten to a mustache?
Just mustache.
Just mustache. There's been points where it's seemed like that because my mustache has been longer than everything else. I've never been, like, clean-shaven aside from mustache, though.
Because Greg has been clean-shaven.
Yes.
Greg has been clean-shaven. Shaven for mustache. Like, just mustache
yeah.
because we made a bet. And,
yep.
and
he now I have.
And you won.
And now I have Are You Experienced on file?
That's right, yeah. I followed through that bet. Because
you
kept saying...
You gave him Are You Experienced on Vinyl for him growing a mustache?
I had
yes.
For 2 months, I said that
That's
I would
crazy.
I said I would grow a mustache, and he said, I bet you won't keep it for 2 months. And I said, well, let's make it interesting. I'll keep it for 2 months, but you got to buy me a vinyl of my choosing. And I told him I wanted Are You Experienced.
And I think we might have set a price.
Yeah, no, it was like, I think it was $35, and you found...
I think it was like 30, I thought it was like 30 bucks.
Well,
but, yeah.
It was. Anyways, you found Are You Experienced for $35, and that was my number one choice. And so you bought it for me keeping a mustache for 2 months.
Yeah, I think it was like 30, $35, yeah, we said we would do it. I want to say it was 30.
Right,
yeah.
But yeah, we said that, because you were raving about a mustache one day. And people were pushing you that you should grow a mustache, and you were like, no, I want to keep it, whatever. And I said, I don't think you can keep it for 2 months. And you were like, what? No, I can.
Right.
And I said, if you can keep it for 2 months, I will buy you, we can't
pretty much
a
vinyl
yeah.
of your shoes.
Well, there you go.
Within
a reasonable
within like
price.
$30. I want to say it was 30. I think... end up being like 30 and change. Because I think the vinyl bag actually was like $29.99.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask for a cheap one.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to let you get away with a cheap one for me having a mustache.
I think we're like...
2 months of a mustache is at least worth
$30. Yeah, I think we said vinyl of your choosing, $30 was the bet.
Yep, pretty much. And I did it.
So, if you would do it, I would buy you a vinyl of $30. If you just want to shave it early, then I would do $30. And it was totally worth that $30 because people constantly told you how creepy it looked.
Yep.
I still have all the pictures since we did a weekly update.
That's right, we did.
It was,
yeah, nice.
We took a picture every Monday morning of my mustache.
In the end, you should have done like a GIF of...
Of me changing?
You growing the mustache.
We should have, but...
Yeah. If you still have those, we should do that.
I do.
You should do
them.
That.
I have them.
But that is... I mean, that's what happens. That's a thing. That can never be undone.
No. I did that. And
I'm probably... It wasn't as full as I was hoping.
Well, I ended up trimming it a little bit, and you did allow me to trim it.
Trimming was a lie. Because
trimming. You gotta keep the...
Because
no,
the bottom part.
Trimmed.
The bottom part.
Yeah, you gotta keep it not in your mouth.
Exactly.
I mean? Like,
it can grow into... It can curl and grow into your mouth.
Yeah, obviously.
You can get straight hairs that are weird.
Yeah.
Like, trimming is allowed.
Right.
Grooming is allowed.
Yeah.
But... You know.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It happened. And,
good times.
And at some point, we will post it
good shit.
Online.
Please do.
I mean, you saw it quite a bit.
I definitely saw it, I'm sure.
So
definitely so.
But yeah, so that was Big Lebowski.
Yep, Big Lebowski.
I think that was a decent commentary kind of
decent,
track on it.
There was some.
I mean, we commented on it. We didn't really. We wasn't your normal commentary track where we were like, well, in this scene,
I tried to do this.
Yeah, in this scene, Jeff Bridges really didn't want to
stick his head in the toilet.
Yeah, but. But we stuck it in the toilet. And funny thing, that guy ended up being unlost. But still hasn't done anything since. So,
right.
You know, kudos to him. But whatever. I mean, he's a good actor. But
anyway.
Anyway, so, Greg, you want to take us out?
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Cubo Dell.
And I'm Andrew Impresha.
Check us out on the Facebook at facebook.com/buttyourewrong and Twitter at @BYWPodcast.
Twitter.
And Twitter? Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter, that's what you're going to go with.
Twitter?
No. None of it works.
How about Twatter?
No.
Either way.
Anyway, if you enjoyed what we just did, let us know. If you did enjoy us doing this, let us know so we know whether or not to do it again. And that's it for us.
Thank you.
Goodbye, people.
Viva Las Vegas.